Hi and welcome to the award-winning Gutter. It's back in its traditional format as a show that talks about footballers. I can't stress that enough. Footballers, not men in suits. I'm surrounded by men who aren't in suits either. It's Andy Heaton, it's John Gibbons and Ian Salmon. John's fresh off the plane from international jaunts, John.
International duty.
International duty during an international break. It couldn't be more.
Should we start doing caps for these jaunts? Do you reckon?
I'd like that.
I have been capped by the
several times.
So. Only in Europe. I've never been into across the water yet.
I'll bring it up at the next board meeting. Yeah, we'll get it sorted.
So what was the goss out there? Was there any chatter? Anybody have any inside info on players who might be coming to Liverpool?
I mean, not inside info. They're after that from you, to be honest.
You were in Boston. I think in the pubs and clubs of Boston there might have been a buzz.
There was no one from the FSG. FSG is sort of there. What's interesting, particularly in Boston, is obviously, you know, you think FSG are unpopular over here. You should go to Boston. Fucking hell, they're furious with them. And so they want to sort of bring that up and call them minge bags and say they're going to sell Trent, you know. They're going to sell Trent.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Stuff like that.
What does the word minge bag sound like in a Boston accent?
I mean, they might not have said, they used the word minge bag. I might be sort of paraphrasing there. But apparently there was some lad, and excuse me, Bostonians now, who were shouting his name at me or fans of the Red Sox. But there was a lad who didn't want to pay, and then he's left. And so
And he was good.
He was good, yeah. One of the best.
Was he called something like Mookie? They've all got funny names, like nicknames, haven't they?
Dan Mookie, his name was.
Oh, is that it? I was half right.
So this lad left, and they're like, they're going to do it here. And I'm like, well, we'll wait and see.